This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. An 11th victim has been linked to a spate of sniper shootings that has traumatized the Washington, D.C. area. Police confirmed that a 47-year-old woman was fatally shot Monday night by the same sniper that has wounded two people and killed eight others. But this time, there are some differences that give police hope they may be a step closer to catching the shooter. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you know about the latest victim?
Well, her name was Linda Franklin. She was an analyst for the FBI, though police do not believe that her work had anything to do with this shooting. She's described as warm, athletic, vivacious, and she was a cancer survivor. In fact, she was still going through therapy when she was killed. And you know, Bob, she had a lot to live for. She was about to become a grandmother for the first time, and she and her husband, Ted, were about to move into a larger house. In fact, that's why they were at Home Depot on Monday night. They'd bought shelving and some other things, and she was loading them into their car when she was shot. Her husband was standing right there. The police had the area completely surrounded within minutes, but once again, Bob, the shopping mall is close to several busy thoroughfares, and the shooter was able to get away.
But police are a little more optimistic now.
That's right. That's because there were several differences with this shooting. First, several people apparently saw the shooter for the first time. In fact, one person said he saw the shooter get out, put his rifle to his shoulder, fire, jump back into the van, and speed away. So police are now hoping that they can get some kind of composite sketch of the perpetrator. Also, witnesses got a better look at the vehicle. Apparently, some even got a partial license plate. People say they saw a white or cream-colored or silver minivan, similar to the one used in Friday's shooting, and now police have released two composite images of the van so that the public can keep an eye out. And also, you know, Bob, there's some kind of optimism about the fact that the shooter is getting bolder. This time he attacked much closer to Washington, D.C., in a very heavily commercial area called Seven Corners in Falls Church, Virginia. He was apparently only 40 yards away from the victim, and he ventured into a lower-level parking lot. So all of that is a little bit bolder, and police are just hoping that he starts making mistakes.
But they're also looking for patterns. Have they found any?
Well, you know, at this point, the only definite pattern seems to be randomness, and that's what's tyrannizing the Washington area. Police are very aware of the fact that often when there is a pattern, it can't be determined until after you catch the perpetrator and he tells you what it was. Like, you know, last year there was a college student who set off 18 pipe bombs, and he was choosing his locations in a way that they would form a smiley face from the air. So right now, the only pattern seems to be quick escape routes. Some people point to the fact that three of the shootings, including the first one, were in the same mall as a Michael's craft store. But then again, Bob, you know, there were also Radio Shack stores very close to the shootings, so police say this may just be a coincidence.
And now the police and the FBI want the Pentagon to help.
That's right. The military is going to start flying military aircraft over the area called RC-7 Airborne Reconnaissance Low Planes. As you know, these aircraft have very sensitive sensors, including night vision, so if there's a muzzle shot, the planes can detect it, pinpoint it, and transmit high-resolution imagery to the ground, and they can also help coordinate communication between agents on the ground. Now, a big advantage to the planes is they look like civilian aircraft, so they can blend into normal traffic. Usually, these planes are used for counter-drug operations over the Caribbean or to, you know, conduct surveillance near the DMZ, the demilitarized zone in Korea. And it's quite rare for the military to become involved in a domestic criminal matter. But the military is being very careful not to break the law. It's something called the Posse Comitatus Act. The military personnel will fly the planes, but a civilian law enforcement agent on the plane will interpret the data and run with it.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.